Hello, welcome to Never Judge a Book by Its Cover podcast. My name is Ruth, and I started this podcast because I love books. This podcast is for bookworms of all ages, particularly primary school children such as myself. In this episode, I've chosen to review and talk about Matilda by Roald Dahl. I chose this book as recently it was World Book Day on Thursday, March 4th, 2021. And this was the book character I dressed up as. Firstly, let's sum up the book. Matilda is a very smart little girl who loves to read books and lives with her mean parents, Mr. and Mrs. Wormwood, who don't care about a word she says. Matilda's mother plays bingo 5 afternoons a week, and her dad sells dodgy second-hand cars that are not safe. Matilda's parents didn't allow her to start school at the age she was supposed to. When her parents finally decided to send her to school, Matilda's teacher, Miss Honey, was the sweetest, kindest person we had ever come across. However, the principal of the school, Miss Trunchbull, was not very nice, especially to Matilda. For example, she once threw Matilda in the chokey, a prison cell with pointed bars of metal. Luckily, Matilda discovers a hidden force, something amazing, something powerful. She discovers that she has a magic power that enables her not to be bullied. Next, let me introduce the main characters. Firstly, Matilda. She is an incredibly smart girl who loves to read and learn. Secondly, the horrible pair. You can almost call them the Twitch 2.0. Mr. and Mrs. Wormwood are the parents of Matilda, but couldn't care less about their daughter. They only care about watching TV. Thirdly, Miss Trunchbull, a demon headmaster. She throws children over the fence, holding them from her hair. Fourthly, Miss Honey, Matilda's kind-hearted, sweet teacher. Sadly, Miss Trunchbull is Miss Honey's aunt and looked after her when she was young. And in the end of the book, Miss Honey adopts Matilda. Last but not least, Matilda's best friend, Lavender. A few questions. Did you like the book? I like the book as the characters were quite different and funny. For example, I found Miss Trunchbull quite funny because when she was really angry, she did things that made me laugh. For example, she threw a girl over the fence by her pigtails just because she said the word but. What were your favourite parts? I think my favourite part had to be when Lavender and Matilda put a newt in Miss Trunchbull's glass of water. This was hilarious. It started when Miss Trunchbull was just about to drink some of her water and saw a newt in it. Miss Trunchbull was scared and jumped out of her skin almost. What does this book teach me? Throughout this story, Matilda kept reading books and she was a very smart, intelligent girl, which reinforces the importance of reading books. The story also teaches me that happy endings are possible. Miss Honey went from having not such a pleasant house to having a lovely house. Thank you for listening. And remember, never judge a book by its cover. Bye.